I have them.
Yeah. Right. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Right, so we have two pieces of text in that handout. This is another piece. Whoops. Now. So this week's parsha is Vayetze. And of course at the beginning of Vayetze we have the inyan of the sulam, the ladder, with the malachim going up the ladder and the malachim coming down the ladder. And the Zohar HaKadosh says, sulam dot sloisa. The ladder means prayer, tefillah. So I thought we would say a few words about tefillah. Now, the inyan of tefillah, first of all, we have, just looking in the Shulchan Aruch, we have in Siman Hay, that we have in Siman Hay about kavonos and brachos. The Mechaber says, Yechavim b'brachos pirush hamilas, a person should have a kavono when he says the bracha, the meaning of the words. And then it speaks about different kinds of kavonos, whether it's the name Aleph Dalet Nun Yud or the name Yud Kei Vav Kei. Now, just to consider a Chassidish attach on the whole inyan of a bracha, an actual bracha. I mean, davening has many different dimensions, and but brachas are part of it, actual brachas, Baruch Ato Hashem. So just considering the idea that Ato, first of all, the word Baruch, what exactly does the word Baruch mean? What does it mean that when we are blessing Hashem? So Baruch is...
Nothing we can do for Hashem.
Well, that's...
What we do? It's so great, what we do?
Well, that's an interesting point. And so one way that Baruch, the word Baruch, is understood is from the Loshon Hamavrich Es HaGefen. Hamavrich Es HaGefen is a Loshon we find in the Mishnah, that if you have a vine growing over here, it's possible to take a tendril from the vine underground and then you make it grow up over there. And that's called Havrocha. So Hamavrich Es HaGefen means drawing off from the vine, from the main vine, so that you get another shoot. So saying Baruch to Hashem is really withdrawing down Elokus from Hashem. Now this level starts at Ato. Ato is you, do, beyond any name. There's name Yudkei Vavkei, there's name Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, there's name Elokim. Beyond any name, higher than any name, it's Ato. Ato, just you. Do Atznos, the essence of Hashem. And we're drawing down the Elokus from that level to Yudkei Vavkei, which is a very exalted level. And then lower down to Elokeinu, which is coming closer. Elokim Gematria HaTeva, whereas Yudkei Vavkei is Mahave HaTeva, it's beyond nature, and Hoy Hoy Beviyah Ke'echod, as it says here in the Mechaber puts it, that's about the Yudkei, Shehoy Behoy Beviyah, all at once. So beyond time, beyond existence. So we're drawing Elokus from that level into Elokeinu, and then further down into Melech HaOlam, actually the world that we're living in, and then into the specific inyonim, which are there in that actual bracha. So that's bichlal, whenever we say a bracha and a cup of coffee. But also the brachas bichas hashacha, and within the tefillahs, inyonim of brachas as well. So that's one aspect. But another aspect of davening, which it's got In Siman, all this Orachaim, obviously, in Siman Sadik Gimel, Simach Tzadik Gimel. Now I'm going to take Simach Tzadik Gimel from the Shulchan Aruch Harav. Koidim sheyispalel tzorech lishhois. Before one davens, one should pause. Hamispalel tzorech sheyishev b'mokum sheyispalel. The person who's davening should pause in the place where he's going to daven. Sha'achas koidim tfilosei. A certain time, is it an hour, a full hour, or a smaller time? Kedei she'achaven libo l'mokam, so that he should focus his heart on Hashem. Shenem, as it says, Ashrei yoshvei veisecha, happy are those who sit in your house in shul, v'achakach, and after that, Ya'alelu chosam. Then you praise Hashem. So first of all, there's a little bit of yeshiva in shul in order to think of it, to think about Hashem, to focus one's mind. V'sha achasachat filosei. Then it speaks about waiting in shul, having a shir, after davening. Shaloi se niritz elov kamasu, so it shouldn't seem like something one is, oh, I've finished davening, and shemamai letzeis, and you hurry out. Shenem, as it says, ach tzadikim yoidu l'shmecha, tzadikim praise your name, v'achakach yeshvu yeshorem espanecha. And then it says, the straight ones, the good ones, they sit down with your face, that in your presence. So then it mentions from the Gemara, the Hasidim Rishonim used to wait an hour before davening, and that hour was a real hour, and he gives a smaller shir, a very brief shir for Anoshim Keakenu. Nonetheless, he's put that there. It's there. The Mechaber has it. The Tur has it. The Mechaber and Shulchan Aruch Harav. It's slightly longer in Shulchan Aruch Harav. So the point is, let's take an idea that we should spend a few moments at the beginning of davening thinking, in order to focus our heart and our mind. What should we think about? Now, okay, so for this, I brought actually the first page of the Shulchan Aruch, Siman Aleph, Din Hashkama Saboiker, and we have the very beginning. The Mechaber says, Yisgabe ka'ari lamed baboiker, a person should get up like a lion, to get up in the morning, la'avodas boroi, to serve his creator, shehehu ma'ira shachar, he should be the one arousing the dawn. And then we have in the Ramah, v'al kolponim lo yachez man atfila, and at least he shouldn't be late for davening, shouldn't go after the time of tefillah, shatibu misfalalin, hoga. Right, so now comes from the Ramah. Shivisi Hashem lenegdi tamid. I put Hashem always before me. Hu klal gadol b'Torah. This is a great klal in Torah in general. Over milas ha-tzadikim and the level of tzadikim. Asher holchim lifnei Elokim, who walk before Hashem. Ki ein yeshiva se'odim atnois v'asokav, the way that a person sits and the things that he does is not the same when he is sitting alone in his house, no one watching him, like when he's sitting and moving and doing things, when he's before a great king, and the things that he says, just in the ordinary way, when he's just with his ordinary household and his friends, but But Moshe v'Melech, when it's with the king, it's completely different. Now, Kol Shekein, Kashe Yosim Adam Aliba, if a person puts in his heart, he thinks about the fact, Shehamelech HaGodol HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the great king Hashem, Hashem Eloi Chol Oretz Kavoida, that the whole earth is filled with his glory, Oymed Olav is standing over him, V'roya B'maisav, and sees everything he's doing. K'mo Shenem, as it says him, Yisosa Ish B'mistorim, can a person hide away V'ani Lo Erenu, no Hashem, and I won't see him? No, no one can hide. Miyad Yagia Olav Hayira, V'achno, at once he'll have awe and submission to Hashem, B'fachad Hashem Yitzbaruch, with real Yiras Hashem, U'boishtoy Mimenu Tomit, and with a real humility before Hashem. Now, the Mishnah Berurah adds, if you look at Os Dalet, in the Os Kotten Dalet, in the Mishnah Berurah, at Tzadikim, so what does it mean, thinking about Hashem? Dahainu shiyatzai v'nafshe tomid. One should always think in one's soul, in one's heart, Eich shu oimid lifnei Hashem yisbaruch. The way the person's standing before Hashem, ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu meloich ol oretz kevodoi, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu's glory fills the whole world, because hu b'shem Arizal, and they wrote in the name of the Arizal, that he should always imagine the name Yudkei Vovkei before his eyes, but Nikud Yira, with the Nikudas of the word Yira, that means a Chirik, a Shva, and a comment, as he writes it there. That's right. And that is the secret of the idea of I think always of Hashem before me. I put always Hashem before me. And that is a great help for the Inyan of Yira. Now, the Shavisi that we have here, and we have in many shuls, he then goes into a whole discussion that people used to make. He's against the idea and we don't do it anymore. People used to make little shivisis on a piece of paper which they had in their siddur, and they would fall out and they'd go on the floor and it was a problem. So the several other mafoshim discussed this as well. So having a shivisi on the wall is very good, but not to have it in a little piece of paper in the siddur, because there's Shemus Kadoshim, and it might come into not treated properly. But there we have the idea of a person making an effort, thinking Yudke Vovke with the nikud of the word Yira, and certainly being aware of Hashem. When the Lubavitcher Rebbe gave 12 Torah psukim to children that they should learn, one of them is V'hine Hashem Nitzav Olav. The whole Hashem is standing over him. U'meloi chol aretz kavoida, and the whole earth is filled with Hashem's glory. To see im oivdo karoi, to see if a person is davening properly, is serving Hashem properly in everything. And I know some people who have the custom that before davening they think of that little passage, and then before Baruch Hu they come back to it as well, just to remember that Hashem is watching me, and my davening should be the way it should be. It should be focused in the way that it should be.
Very good idea.
Yeah. It is a very good idea. Now, in order to think about how we can put some input into our governing, let's have a look at the second page that we have here. Where's the other page? Yeah. So if we look at the second page, now this is a page from, we got actually two places from Tanya. And I mean, the basic point is this idea of shoin sha'a achas, of pausing for a certain time before davening. Obviously, the best thing to do in that time is to learn something, whether it's Musa or something or other, to make a person a little bit more conscious.
To concentrate the mind.
Yeah, concentrate the mind and to be more aware of Hashem. And Tanya has some beautiful ideas about thinking about Hashem and the effect that it can have on a person. So let's have a look. The side where it says 14 at the top of the page and Ches on the other side. 14 and Ches. Now that is from the first Chelik of Tanya, and it's from Perik Gimel. It's the second side of Perik Gimel. So in this Perik, it's explaining what is the power of thinking about Hashem, how it can have an effect on the person's heart. Now, the second line. So we've got, or let's take the first line. Hinei haseichel shebenefesh shemaskeles. Now the seichel in the person's nefesh, the thinking part of the person, shuha maskil kol dovo, which thinks about everything, nikru b'shem chochma. It's called chochma. Chochma, wisdom. Now, and chochma, you can read it koyach ma. It's the same word. And koyach ma means the potential of what is. And when you take that potential into the actual, what does that mean? He thinks deeply with his seichel, to understand things clearly and in a deep way. Thinking about some idea that he has in his mind and he's thinking about it more and more, nikra bina. That's called bina, that's called understanding. So you've got chokhma and bina. The hein heim ave aim, and chokhma and bina are like the father and the mother, hamoylidas avas Hashem v'irosa yufachtoi, which give birth to a feeling of avas Hashem and his awe as well. See, what is the avoida in the lave? The Gemara asks. You should serve Hashem with all your heart. So the Gemara asks, what is the avoida in the lave? Zutfilah. The avoida in the heart is tefillah. There's the avoida that we do with our limbs, and there's the avoida of the heart. The avoida of the heart is tefillah. Of course, we have to say the words as well. But the response of the heart, that and so the question is getting our heart to respond. That it shouldn't just be an inyan of saying words, even if we say the words carefully, which is a very good thing, saying the words carefully, but it should be in such a way that the person's heart is involved. So let's just, is that the right one? Does it say Ches at the top? No, I've given you the wrong one. That's the second page. Here's the first page. Yeah. Now, so here we are. So let's have a look. Ki HaSeichel, that's five lines down where the page, it says 14 at the top. It says Likut HaMorim 14. Five lines down. Ki haseichel shebenefesh maskeles. Because the seichel in the person's nefesh, thinking nefesh, kushe misboinen umaymik ma'oid, when it's misboinen, it thinks deeply, bigdulas Hashem, about the greatness of Hashem, eichu mamale kol almin, the way the radiance of Hashem fills all worlds, v'soivev kol almin, and surrounds all worlds, Now, the second page of Tanya, that is on the back, you have it, two separate pages. We'll discuss that a little bit more later, Bezras Hashem. But it's interesting, that means we're looking at the ruchnius within existence. Now, in the Rambam's Hilchus Yesod HaTorah, there's a very similar passage, and the Alter Rebbe obviously is using the Rambam as the basis of what he's saying. But the Rambam focuses on the amazing quality that nature has. The physical aspect of nature, it's just amazing. Looking at nature, you see the godless habayra. And that's obviously a very meaningful thing. The immensity of things, the complexity of things. Ma godlu ma'asecha Hashem, how great is everything that you do, and ma rabu ma'asecha Hashem, how varied is everything that you do, that you make. So that's about the gashmius of the nivroim and feeling inspired by that. You know, if you look at beautiful mountains, look at a sunset or sunrise, that's huge waterfalls, it's something very inspiring. Yidden enjoy going on holiday to very beautiful areas.
What should you think if you see Everest?
You think, Baruch Oisem Maase Bereishis. That's the whole concept of Hashem's godless being revealed in this world filled with beautiful things. There's a bracha for the sea. There's a bracha for lightning, for shooting star. We're aware of the greatness of Hashem. The way that the Alter Rebbe puts it here in Tanya is not so much the physicality of nature, it's the ruchnius in nature. The way that Hashem is memale kol almin, there's a chayus eleki going into everything, v'soidev kol almin, and pervading everything, surrounding or pervading. V'chulo kameika lo choshib. And knowing that however big the universe is, it's all before Hashem, it's like nothing. Noel divinis oirada, that moment there's born and aroused. Midas yiras haroimimus b'moichai. You get the awe of the exaltation of Hashem in one's mind. The awe at the exaltation. Umachshavtoi, and in one's thoughts. Lira, to fear, to have be in awe. Ulehisboishesh, to be ashamed. Migdulosa yisbarach, before the greatness of Hashem. What does it mean to be ashamed? You know, Tikkun Ezoya, it takes different combinations of the word, different serufim of the word bereshis. So one of them is yore boishes. So yore boishes makes the word awe and shame. But we who are so mugbal in our way of behaving, in our way of thinking, and everything about us, when we come to, we think about Tomim Deus, the infinite purity of Hashem, beyond anything we can in any way imagine. We feel ashamed, just we're like a little blotch, a blotch in existence. And with that humility, that helps us to daven with a reina heart, with a pure heart. So we feel ashamed before Hashem's infinite greatness. She'ein lo sofer tachlis, it's infinite, it's got no end. Upachad Hashem beliboy. So there's awe in one's mind, and a pachad of Hashem, literally a pachad, that we want to keep the mitzvahs properly, chas v'shalom, not to, and in the davening situation, to catch every omein that we're supposed to say, not to be mafsik when we shouldn't be mafsik, you know, all the different, if we're in Pesukah de Zimra and someone is saying Kaddish, so which part we do say omein, which part we don't say omein. All the different inyonim that there can be during davening, that's so there's that aspect of pachad beliboy. The pachad beliboy is more in terms of maisa, whereas the yira in the mind, an awe is a feeling of yira. That's
how do you get that feeling of yira, deep feeling?
Well, you see, that's what he's suggesting is thinking about. Well, let's not stop with Europe. Let's go on. One second. We'll come back to the whole question of how we get these. Because look at the words now. V'shuv yitzlahev liboy. And then there's like a transformation, a switch. His heart bursts into flames. Ba'ava aza kadish ve'esh. With love, strong as coals of fire, burning fire. B'chasheka, b'chafetza, otshuka. Yes, these words mean yearning love of Hashem. V'nefesh shoykeka, a soul which is thirsty, l'gdulas ein sof baruch hu, for the greatness of Hashem ein sof, the infinite. B'hu klois ha'nefesh. And that's like the expiring of the soul out of longing for Hashem.
How do you translate kolos hanefesh?
You see, it's like expiring. The soul expiring.
It
nearly expires. Kedirsiv nichsafov agam kolso nafshi. My soul is yearning for you, like nichsof nichsafto. That's this week's parsha, and the gam kolso nafshi, and a yearning and expiring, the goyim uksiv tsomo nafshi lelakim, quoting from different psukim in Tehillim where these emotions are expressed very strongly. My soul is thirsty for lelakim, tsomo lecho nafshi. Another pasuk from Tehillim. My soul is thirsty for you, Hashem. And then he speaks about the way in which where the thirst comes from in different aspects. And then let's move on a few lines to Vahadas. There's a full stop near the middle of the line, and then it says Vahadas. So we've got Chochma and Bina. So Chochma is the basic idea. The idea, for example, Hashem is very great. Hashem is very great. Hashem creates the world every moment. That's we'll come to in a minute. The more of toichen of what we might be thinking about. And Bina is where we cogitate about that. We go into some sort of hisboinenus, the idea of thinking. Now, hisboinenus, some people take hisboinenus to an extreme and they do hisboinenus for a very long time. There's stories of Hasidim. But in the context of davening with a minion, it's possible you come to the minion a little bit early. Don't come at the minute just before the beginning of the tefillah. Come a little bit early and then spend some time thinking. The time of putting on tefillin, it can be a time of thinking. The Shabbat, Alev, Amoyach, that's a very reich opportunity. And on Shabbos, just to be a little bit thoughtful at the beginning of davening. And then begins the davening, but you hold on to the thoughts all the way through. V'hadas, hum l'shoin v'odom yodeh eschava. Then we come, that's Chochma, Bina, and then Das. So das is like Odom new chava means hulushrein is kashrus, to be bonded to something, v'ischabris, to be unified with this thought. Shemakasha daitoi bekesha amitz v'chozek ma'oid. That you focus your mind, you don't get distracted. Two people are talking about something interesting next to you, you ignore it. you don't have to tell them off. If we look from the end of the page, it's seven lines up.
Where in Gimel?
Yeah, still the same. Yeah. Still the page that says 14. The page that says 14 at the top, and it's seven lines up. So the idea of being very, very focused in this thinking, the thinking that you've done. Now it's a precious thing, and you hold on to it. And fixing one's mind strongly onto this concept of the greatness of Hashem, you don't let yourself be distracted. You could have someone who's very clever, he's read a lot of Svarim, he can talk about this kind of thing for hours. If he doesn't really focus his mind, and really plant his thought in a strong way, or in a continuous way, he won't get a genuine yira and ava. He might have a few imaginings, but they're worthless. And therefore, that is what keeps the emotions of ava and yira and all the other emotions relating to Hashem. It includes chesed and gvura, which means avav and feya, love, and all the other kind of emotions relating to that, v'yira and awe, and all the other emotions. So then we have the idea of a person thinking about something and engendering in himself this ava and yira, and focusing on that and making that the backbone of his davening. Now, it's very interesting to compare this. I didn't bring along the page, but to compare this with what the Rambam writes in Hilchos Yesod HaTorah, where he, as I mentioned, he focuses, it's the same process of hisboinenus, of hisboinen adam, when a person thinks deeply, only he's talking about the whole gashmidiga structure of nature. And the interesting thing is he does it the other way around. For him, Ava comes before Yira. Whereas for the Alter Rebbe, it's Yira before Ava. Now, in fact, the process of Ava and Yira in davening, we have a clue. It's interesting. This week's parsha is Vayetze.
Who's a Ava first? According to the Rambam, Ava
first? According to the Rambam, Ava first, and then Yira.
Davening is Ava, Yira, Shemecha.
All right. But there's a clue about the Seder Hadvarim. Here in Vayetze, this week's parsha is the ladder, Sulam Dot Slois, the ladder of Tefillah. Now, the Seder of yesterday, we have Eile Toldos Yitzchok ben Avraham. Avraham hoilid es Yitzchok. So the Alter Rebbe in Torah explains, Yitzchok means Yiras Hashem. Avraham means Avos Hashem. Right, Yitzchok is Midas Adin, Gvura, Yira, and Avraham is Midas Hachesed, Ava. So with that two, so he asks, why then? It seems like it's repeating itself.
Where?
In Torah, the Alter Rebbe asks.
What's the reason?
Eile told us Yitzchok ben Avraham, Avraham holid as Yitzchok. It's telling us the same thing twice, and it's telling us their names twice. The point is that there are two kinds of Yira. There's lower Yira, Yira Zuto, and Yira Ilah, and a higher kind of Yira. And there is Ava Zuto and Ava Rabba. So if we look at the names, Yitzchok, Avraham, Avraham, Yitzchok. This is actually the order in a Masuda kind of davening, an Avoida, that at the beginning you have Yiras Hashem at the beginning. You're very serious, you're very focused on davening, and you're aware, v'hine Hashem nitzavolo v'meloi cholo nitzkevoi, you feel that Hashem is looking at you, and you're very serious. That's Yitzchok. Then you get into davening, you're in Psukha de Zimra, and here you feel the halalukos, ashrei yeshrei v'esecho. There is the Ava, and it starts off Ava Zuta, and you're going up the ladder, and then you come to Baruch Hu, and Birchus Shir Shema, and Shema, and there you're soaring, or at least the Neshama is. You're soaring, that's Ava Rabba, which now the real Ava Rabba is a very exalted thing, but at least Neshama feels the Ava Rabba. We want to hold on to the coattails of the Neshama. But Ava Zuta, in Sikkot Zimra, we can make an attempt. We can make a real attempt. And then we come higher and higher, and finally we come to the Amida, where we are Ka'avdei Koma Mare. Ka'avda koma mari, like a servant before his master, Hashem svasai tiftoch, I can't open my lips, you Hashem open my lips, completely bottle, and that is like the Yira Ilah. That's the final Yitzchok. So we got Yitzchok at the beginning, two kinds of Ahava, two levels of Ahava, and then Yitzhak at the end, which is Yira Ilah. So that is, so that's in Torah R, and explained by the Rebbe as well. So just looking very briefly in the last couple of minutes to the other side of the page, which for you is the other page. Here we have the first page of the second part of Tanya. Where it says Shara Yichud Be'emuna. Now that is the second chelik of Tanya, the gate of unity and faith. And what he explains in here, see, he asks, he brings a pasuk, which we say in Aleinu, from Dvarim, from Vres Chanan. You should know today, you should turn it over in your heart. Meditate on this idea. Ki Hashem hu elokim b'shamayim imal v'al ha'aretz v'tochas ein oid. Hashem is God in the heavens above and on the earth below. Ein oid, there's nothing else. And he asks, what does it mean you have to meditate on it? We know there's one Hashem. What's there to think about? So he explains a whole way of understanding that the when the words it's brought in the name of the Baal Shem Tov, that ki dvor the oilam Hashem dvorcha nitza b'shamayim, a pasuk in Tillin. The Baal Shem Tov explained, you see the word Baal Shem Tov, six lines down. Ki dvorcha shamato, those words you said, yehid akia b'shamayim. Tevas v'ois yaseilu, these words and letters, they are all the time standing in the Rakia and all the Rakim, continuously keeping it in existence. And similarly with all the Asara Ma'amoras, creating the world, they are all the time giving energy to the world. And the person becomes conscious of this constant flow of energy from Hashem, the Oisius HaKadushas. And it says here further on that the name of any object in Lashon HaKodesh is the reality of that thing. So the word Even, that is really the nature of what an Even is. It's not just a stone, which is stone in one language, stein in another language, and but the Even is the reality, it's the nefesh of the stone. And so you sit in a Beis HaMedrash where you're davening, and you look at the walls and the floor and the ceiling everywhere, and the Sfarim, the Sfarim are on a different Madrega because they have Torah, but even just the Gashmedega things, the Shtenda itself has got the infinite Kedusha of Hashem, and that inspires you. So that's a little bit about davening Be'ez Hashem. Shkoyah, Shkoyah,
Shkoyah.
Beautiful,
Shkoyah. About 10 people can talk about Kedusha.